practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of focusing on the Lord and preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other born-again believers. Let's begin the program this morning with a song that I think is an encouragement to every one of us that we are looking forward to, and that's entitled, When We See Jesus. I pray that this will be a blessing to your heart this morning.
Jesus had risen.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't you? And it could happen this morning. It could happen before we end this program. It could happen before we get to the next song. There's nothing yet that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture takes place, when we as Christians will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air and see him face to face. And I'll tell you, my prayer is, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, what a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you this morning. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I would invite you to come and visit us at church one of these days. We have Sunday school at 9:30 with classes for all ages. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service on Sunday is at 6 o'clock with our midweek services. And, of course, on Wednesday night at 6:30, we meet with the children and youth in our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we meet for prayer meeting and Bible study. And currently, we are going through the book of Ephesians verse by verse. Dr. Chris Davis is leading us in a great study of the book of Ephesians, and it's just a blessing to sit under his teaching. And so we would invite you to come on out and visit us. You know, we are in the winter time of the year. And during this time of the year, many times we wake up on a Sunday morning and there's a lot of snow out there. And of course, many churches will cancel their services whenever there's a lot of snow. Well, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we do not cancel our main services due to snow. And of course, we encourage people to be very careful if they get out on the highway. But the fact of the matter is, when people make their way to the Faith Baptist Church, located at 315 40th Street here in the city of Altoona, on a snowy day, there will be church. The church doors will be opened. And I know that at times in the past, there have just been a few of us, but we had a service. And so keep in mind that if the church that you go to may be closed due to a snowy day, Faith Baptist Church of Altoona will be open. Travel in to visit us, and we would be delighted to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth along with you. But if you do get out and travel on these snowy days, be very, 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 very careful. But the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona is always open for services, no matter what the weather, no matter what the temperature may be. And we would invite you to visit us. And certainly it's a delight to be able to come to you by way of radio. But why don't you come to us by way of a visit sometime? It would be a blessing to get to meet you, to shake your hands, and to fellowship with you in the things of the Lord. And if we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Recently, we've been hearing more from our media listeners, and we'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call if we can serve you spiritually. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, write us a letter, drop by and visit us. We'd love to be able to meet you and to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if you've not yet been saved, and then even to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ if you are saved. But thank you for the pleasure of your company today, and I pray that God will use this broadcast in your life to equip you to serve the Lord more effectively, and certainly to prepare your heart to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid local church. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the great opportunity that we have to gather around the radio. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to send forth this broadcast to various parts around the world. And I thank you for each person who is under the sound of my voice at this very moment. You know their spiritual needs. I pray for those who do not know Christ, that they may come to the saving knowledge of your Son, the Lord Jesus, today, and that those who do know Christ will grow in the things of the Lord as the result of our broadcast today. So, Lord, take the program and use it for your honor and glory. May your purpose for this broadcast today be fully achieved, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now let's listen to a song that we as Christians can claim and look forward to, and that is When We All Get to Heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Amen. Amen. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, where the Word of God says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." That's from the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. And now before we study the subject, the second coming of Jesus Christ, let's listen to another song entitled Glad Day.
There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a wonderful day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
When we live a million years in that wonderful place, basking in the love of Jesus, beholding his face,
it will seem but just a moment of praising his grace.
That will be a glad reunion day. Glad will be a happy day, yes, a wonderful day. That will be a happy day, yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
You know, from the time as far back as I can remember, people have been talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a granddad who was a pastor. He served in the ministry for over 60 years. And I can recall as a little boy, sitting at his feet, as it were, hearing him talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had a way to discuss the second coming of Christ as though Christ could return at any moment. And of course, the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ could return at any moment. And I can remember my granddad saying at one point that back in the early 1900s, when he was in Bible college and seminary, he could not wait to get out and preach the Word of God because he felt as though the Lord Jesus could come at any moment, and he wanted to have the opportunity to preach. Well, my granddad's been with the Lord for over 40 years now, and we're still looking forward to the second coming of Christ, which again, I remind you, could be today. And down through the years, there have been those who have set the dates. You can probably remember different people who have set the dates for the second coming of Christ. Back in about 1964, my family and I went to a revival service, and the evangelist who was preaching that night said that the Lord Jesus was going to come in 1967. Now, I don't know how he calculated that, but the fact of the matter is, that's what he said and that's what he preached. And I was 12 years of age at the time, and I got saved in July of that particular year, and it could very well be that God used that message to make me aware of the fact that I needed the Lord and I got saved. But, you know, nobody knows when Jesus Christ is going to come again. And yet down through the years, there have been those who set the dates. Some of you might remember Harold Camping, a fellow from the West Coast of the United States of America. Twice in the past 30 years, he established a date when the Lord Jesus Christ was going to come. And of course, Christ did not come on those days. Why? Because nobody but the Father in heaven knows. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ is coming again. There is no doubt about that. And it's important for us to be ready for the second coming of Christ. It's interesting to note that the second coming of Christ is a major theme in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, the second coming of Christ is mentioned over 1,800 times in the Old Testament and 300 times in the New Testament, which equals 2,100 times at least the second coming of Christ is mentioned in the Word of God. And you know, if something is mentioned once in the Word of God, it's important. If it's mentioned over 2,100 times, it's very important. And so it's important for you and I to be focusing on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My question to you this morning is this. Are you ready for the second coming of Christ? For those of us who know Christ and are ready when he comes, we'll go to be with him in heaven. Those who do not know the Lord Jesus, those who have not been saved, will go into what we refer to as the Great Tribulation period, a time of trouble on the earth such as it has never seen. And then eventually, those who do not know the Lord will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. I trust that you're ready for the rapture, for the second coming of Christ, so that when it happens, you'll go to be with the Lord in the air. Well, let's focus a little bit on the second coming of Christ this morning. And first of all, look at the promise of the second coming of Christ. Now, we're not going to look at all 2,100 references in the Word of God, but I turn with you this morning to Acts chapter 1. And in Acts chapter 1, the Lord Jesus Christ had just given that great commission, and he was about ready to go back into heaven. And it says, beginning with verse 9 of Acts chapter 1, down through verse 11, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And so right there we see that even as the Lord Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven from his earthly ministry, it was announced by the angels that he would come again in the same manner. In other words, as he ascended back up into heaven in clouds, he's going to return to the earth to take those of us who are Christians home to be with him in the clouds of the air. Actually, he'll not come completely to the earth. He'll come to the atmosphere of the earth and take us home to be with him in heaven. And that's what we call the rapture, and we look forward to that. The Bible teaches this all through the pages of Scripture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we find that the Apostle Paul is speaking concerning the rapture. And he says this in verses 16 and 17 of 1 Thessalonians 4, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God." It's going to be a noisy day. "And the dead in Christ shall rise first." That is, those who have died and gone to be with the Lord, their spirit will reunite with their body, and they'll come up out of the grave first. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together." That's the rapture. "Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That could happen today. That could happen before this broadcast is over. As a matter of fact, not only did the angels speak concerning the second coming of Christ, and not only did Paul speak concerning the second coming of Christ, but Christ himself spoke of it. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 7, 12, and 20, verses 7, 12, and 20, Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly." And what that means is that when he returns, it's going to be very quickly. In one moment, we will be here, and in the next moment, we who are Christians will be in the presence of the Lord. Now, again, nobody knows when that's going to happen. If somebody comes to you and says, "I know when Jesus Christ is going to return," you remind them that the Bible teaches differently. For back in the book of Acts chapter 1, in verses 6 and 7, we find these words where it says, "When they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" In essence, talking about his second coming. "And he said unto them," this is verse 7 of Acts 1, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." As a matter of fact, when we read in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 32 and 33, even the Lord Jesus does not know the time of his second coming. Only the Father in heaven knows. And so somebody comes to you and says, "Well, I know when the Lord Jesus is coming," you remind them that only the Father in heaven knows. No one knows, but Jesus will come again. That leads us to the purpose of the second coming of Christ. Why is Christ going to come again? Well, number one, He will come to end this church age. You know, the church age began back in Acts chapter 2 when the church was formed. And it will go right on until the rapture, when the church is taken home to be with Jesus in heaven. And so the purpose of the second coming of Christ, namely the rapture, is to end the church age. But it is also to take Christians to be with the Lord in heaven. As I just read a moment in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it tells us in that great passage of Scripture that when the rapture takes place, when it happens, it says, "We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Think about that. When the rapture takes place, we'll be taken to be with the Lord and we'll be with him forever and ever and ever after that in heaven, in the land without tears, a time without end. So we see the promise of the second coming of Christ, the purpose of the second coming of Christ. What is the process of the second coming of Christ? Well, it's really in two stages. The first is what we refer to as the rapture. And we've already looked at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it says, "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." That's the rapture. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. And after the rapture takes place, we who are Christians will go into heaven and stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at what is referred to as the judgment seat of Christ. And there we will receive our rewards based upon our faithfulness in serving the Lord. Eventually then, as we are in heaven, there will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, described in Revelation chapter 19, when the church will ultimately be united with Jesus Christ forever. And after that, Jesus Christ will literally return to the earth. And you can see that in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. And when Jesus Christ returns to the earth, what he's going to do then is to conquer the kingdoms of Satan and set up the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth, where he will reign in peace and unity for those 1,000 years. And as Christians, we will certainly rule and reign with him, the Bible says. Now that leads us to the preparation for the second coming of Christ. Are you prepared for it? We know the promise of the second coming is real. We know the purpose of the second coming is to take Christians to be with the Lord in heaven. We know the process is the rapture and then the literal return to the earth. But are you prepared for the second coming of Christ? Are you prepared for the rapture? Are you ready for the rapture? The way to be ready is, number one, to know the Lord. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, when the rapture takes place, you'll go to be with him in heaven. If you don't know him, you'll be on your way to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. So make sure you know the Lord. And then secondly, make certain that you're serving the Lord, so that when you stand before the Lord Jesus after the rapture at the judgment seat of Christ, you'll hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," and receive the rewards that the Lord Jesus has to give you. The second coming of Christ, the first stage of the rapture, could take place at any moment. Be ready by knowing the Lord and by serving the Lord. And indeed, as Christians who know the Lord and serve the Lord, we're looking forward to that day, are we not? When we caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And we say, "Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus." Well, thank you for joining us today. Now go to church today, watch the snow, but until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, "Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. To God be the glory."
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.